Locker room chats continue coming up on week 7 of the high school football season. Now time to talk to Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations as well. Number one team in 8-man D2 getting another big win on Friday last week, 58-8 over Lynn. Eagles improving it to 6-0. Coach, obviously, team in a very good spot right now. When you look at that game against Lynn, put up a lot of points in the first quarter, able to kind of cruise along, but what stood out to you in that win?
Well, you know, I thought our kids just come out and, come out with intensity and enthusiasm and, just kind of kept our momentum rolling from the last game. You know, we come out and opening kickoff, return that down to the 15-yard line and then score in our first few plays and just seem to have the momentum rolling all night long. I think we, like you said, put up 40 to 46 points in the first quarter, and our defense was playing well as well, and just seemed to be rolling on all aspects of the game, and just seemed to work for us.
I think one of the most impressive things, at least to me at this point, especially with your team, because you have such a young team, you're playing some freshmen in the backfield. Of course, your son, your quarterback, he's a junior, so a lot of young guys out there with the talent that you have, being able to still have the right mindset week in and week out and really not at this point having any letdown. You know, how impressive from your standpoint and the coaches around you, you know, seeing that throughout the course of the year, just the day in, day out basis that you've seen from your team.
Well, you know, that's something that we talk about, that these freshmen, how are they going to handle this adversity? And, you know, not only the freshmen, but the sophomores and even the juniors. But, you know, especially the younger guys where, you know, what happens in a game where something bad happens to them and how are they going to react to that? Are they, are they going to be, you know, put their heads down and finish the game that way? Or are they going to continue to build themselves up and, you know, push each other to make themselves better and forget about that play and go make another play to make up for it, you know? It's something that we talk about, all the time. It seems like in the locker room that, hey, you know, bad things are going to happen. You know, you're going to fumble the ball. You're going to throw an INT. It's how you react after that to, you know, make yourselves a better football team. Like I said, it's something that we talk about and it's something that we work on to make sure that, our kids are going in the right direction.
We've talked about the offense a lot, but the last couple of weeks, I feel like the defense has been key as well. You know, what's been standing out about the defense over the last couple of weeks?
Well, I just think we're flying to the football better than, you know, we traditionally do. We got kids that, honestly are more physical and are playing with a lot of confidence right now. Earlier in the year, I thought kids were out of position a fair amount to, you know, not make the plays and the stuff that we, you know, studied on film and talked about. And I think our kids are, not second guessing themselves so much anymore. And if you play fast, you know, you don't have to think about it. But good things happen. And I think our defense is doing it.
Axtell will get Wetmore coming up on a Friday night. We'll preview that matchup right after this. Continuing to talk with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler, presented by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank Bern of Bern and Axtell Branch, also Hilltop Creations as well. Coach, again, 6-0, continuing to roll along. You get Wetmore this week, a team that's looking for their first win. You know, they got some things going last week in a loss to Blue Valley. They hung up 44 points in a losing effort. They've dealt with injuries. They've been shuffling a lot of guys around, low numbers. So obviously it's been tough for them, but you get a chance to look at them on tape if you've had to this point, or at least what you know to this point. You know, what stands out about Wetmore?
Well, you know, first of all, they're well coached. You know, they seem to be doing things the right way over there. I know that you're right, they've had some injuries and some things not go their way. So that always, you know, affects how a team plays. But, I expect them to be this week, you know, to kind of have their stuff in order a little bit better from last few weeks that they've had. And every week that, they continue to, you know, practice is obviously weeks they continue to get better. So, they're, I would say, a predominantly run team. They do pass the ball some, but, they definitely run the ball with more success than they do passing. And I think that's kind of be one of our focal points is kind of slow that down this week.
What are going to be some of those keys to keep that momentum rolling and get another win this week?
Play hard, you know, play physical. Keep the momentum going that we have been. You know, don't look at our record versus theirs. We just got to come out and continue to do what we are doing, and that is make yourself better every week. Even after the big win last week, we went back and filmed, and I felt like there were some things that we still need to fix. We're definitely going to be tested in this district and in our league, and I don't expect that to be any different any other night, and so we just need to continue to get better with what we are doing and fix our problems that, you know, we need to work on.
Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler joining us, his number one Eagles in eight-man D2, taking on Wetmore this week. Hard to believe, Coach, it's the second to last week of the regular season. It flies by pretty quick.
Yeah, it sure does. You know, it just seems like not that long ago that, honestly, we were lifting weights and, you know, starting a summer program. And, you know, and the longer I do it, it seems like the faster it goes, that's for sure.
Well, hopefully you're playing long way into the postseason, and your team's playing well right now, but you get Wetmore coming up this week. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks for having me.